Station.
Okay, you know what that means. Check your clock. It's 19:30. That is, of course, in the UTC time zone, which is the whole world. That's right. It's 19:30 UTC all around the world. My name is Tobe, also all around the world. And this is the Dubious Goals Committee. Welcome. I'm the chairman of this committee, and I'm calling this meeting to order. First order of business on the agenda is drink some tea. Oh, it's good. It's a little sweet, though. That's okay. But here's the screaming irony. This is the last of the iced tea. Actually, the last of the iced tea got drank last night, or the day before. I don't remember. But yesterday, because it was cold and rainy, I actually got to drink a cup of hot tea. No, I take that back. I drank 2 cups of hot tea. And of course, when I say cups, I do mean 1.45 liters. So I drank 3 liters of hot tea yesterday, and I did not make any iced tea because I thought the heat broke. I thought, yay, it's finally autumn again. I can drink, it's nice and cold, and I can drink hot tea. Woohoo! And I was drinking hot tea and watching Godzilla movies. It was awesome. Oh, and I was drinking hot tea and watching the F1 race. I was having a good time. Until I woke up this morning thinking, oh, it's going to be nice and cold again today. I look outside and it's very windy and sunny, and I'm thinking, what the hell's going on? I checked the temperature, and when I looked outside, it was 85 degrees. It is much warmer now. It's pushing 90 now. How do I know this? Because I had to go to the store. The store has been calling me for the last few days. Your prescriptions are ready. Your prescriptions are ready. I know. But I'm not just going to drop everything because some random computer hooked up to some cash registers in a grocery store / pharmacy is telling me you have to come to the store. The hell I do. I don't have to do jack. And I'm extraordinarily good at not doing jack. I mean, we're talking at a professional level here. So I decided to go to the store because I also needed to buy food. And I thought, I'll just make one trip and I will pick up food and I will pick up all my drugs. Well, they're not really drugs, they're enzymes. Get all my enzymes so I can eat the food that I'm going to buy. So I ran around in the store, and I got my enzymes, and I got some crisp rice cereal, a loaf of that bread. Did I really want to buy that? Yeah, I do. Did. Am still going to. What tense am I speaking in? Huh. I've lost the plot again. So anyway, I went to the store. I bought some stuff. I bought some more of that instant bacon, just on a whim. My food budget is in the black quite a ways. And so I thought, I can afford to buy some bacon. That's good. That's extra protein I can have when I need protein, blah, blah, blah. I also bought some chicken, and I bought some graham crackers. And I bought, I bought some Yaritos because they were on sale. Well, that and being as I don't have it... Hi! Somebody just showed up. Did you hear that? Hi! Yeah, hi. So I bought lime Yaritos and mandarin Yaritos because I'm going to need something cold to drink. Yeah, I went to the store and found out that it is actually almost 90 degrees. That was brutal. What else did I buy? Oh, I got some more garlic because I was running low on garlic. Hi. Hi, Fluffy. Okay, god damn it. Pippa has arrived. That means now we got to do Katie business. Great. So now I gotta cover my legs with the blankie. That's gonna make me all hot. Actually, I think I'm kind of okay now. I'm pretty happy that I got some Yaritos. Plus, I got two Wishniaks in my refrigerator. Wishniak Black Cherry Soda by Stewart's, which is awesome. And I got some Blenheims. Hey, no rabbit kicks. Don't do it. Don't do it. Yeah, you're doing bunny thumps. You're trying to kick me in the guts. You're trying to kick me in the guts because you're a Kung Fu Kitty, huh? Yeah. Your technique will not be defeated. So yeah, my technique was not defeated. I returned from the store alive. It was great. And while driving back, I heard Surrender by Cheap Trick in its entirety. And I turned it up really loud and was screaming along. What a weird song. Yeah, but you know that already because we've played it here on the Dubious Goals Committee. We've discussed Cheap Trick at some length, so we don't really need to do it now.
No, we don't need to do it now, do we, Pippa?
Pippa says, no, we don't. Where are you going? Are you taking off? Damn, nope, she's staying here. Hi. Hi. Pippa is still standing here turning around. She has to turn around a few times before she can sit down on the banky. Hi, yeah. Hi, yes, you can just sit down now. No, what are you doing? What are you looking at? There isn't anything over there. Oh, is it some kind of ghost mouse or something?
Are you looking for ghost mice?
Speaking of mice and other pests, I thought the mouse that was in my house left. I didn't hear him for a couple days, but then I think I heard him last night. And speaking of other pests, remember those flies that were in my bathroom? Well, I hadn't seen them for a few days, and I thought I got rid of them, but no, I get up this morning and go to the bathroom, and there's two in the bathroom. Whack, whack. I committed murder against insects. I feel kind of bad, but they are in the wrong environment. They are out of place. And so now the cat has finally flopped down and is now trying to shred my ankles. Everything is good. Except now it's kind of hot. So anyway, so what else happened? Something else happened that I was going to tell you, but now I can't remember what that was exactly. Huh. Oh, I guess it probably wasn't all that important. But, you know, while we're sitting here, while we're just sitting here doing nothing, we better double check to make sure there's no football games on that I need to be watching. Oh my god, and there is one. And when does that come on? Oh, yeah. Okay, that's not for another... what time is it now? Oh, we got 25 minutes. Okay, so yeah, my game starts shortly after Dubious Goals Committee ends for today. And it's a Manchester United game. Oh, I'm kind of afraid to watch. Okay, but that'll be fun, huh, Pippa? So we got some football to watch today. That's good. There's probably Bundesliga, too. We're not checking the right channel. Let's go up to 222, which is really 216. No! College football. College. Oh, but guess what we're missing right now that we need to get to immediately? Godzilla versus Mechagodzilla on the Comet Network. A radioactive dinosaur. He's not a dinosaur. A radioactive dinosaur fights a genetically engineered monster and battles pterodactyl Rodan. Rodan is also not a dinosaur, for custody of a reptilian infant. All right, so we got Godzilla versus Megagodzilla right now. Coming up in another hour and a half, we have Terror of Mechagodzilla, which is probably my favorite Mechagodzilla one. Well, except for maybe Godzilla against Mechagodzilla. Yeah. How many are there? I think there's four or five. Why? This is just the TV remote. And a cat is reaching up in the air trying to grab the TV remote. Yeah, oh, because I'm not petting you? Yeah, okay, hey, you want me to pet you with the TV remote? Oh, yeah. Oh, it's like a brush. Oh, we're going to give you the TV remote brushies. Because you're a kitty. And then after Terror of Mechagodzilla ends, then we have Stargate 1. Stargate. And then we have another good show, Babylon 5. Well, maybe Deep Space Nine is on next. Nope, Outer Limits. All right, so here we are. Watching Mechagodzilla. And I'm pretty happy. Did I watch this yesterday? No, I watched this like 3 or 4 days ago. I think I watched this on Friday. And I watched Terror of Mechagodzilla yesterday. I love Godzilla. Godzilla. Ichiban kaiju desu. Hi. What you wrong? Isn't that right, Peppa? So yeah, me and Peppa are going to sit here and watch some Godzilla movies today. I'm going to play some musical instruments. And there was something else I was going to do. What else was I going to do, Pippa? I don't even remember. Oh, she's getting up. Are you going somewhere? Are you going somewhere? Apparently, Pippa's not leaving. She just wants to stand up and lick my arm. Now, turn around. You're not looking at the TV screen. Turn around, zippers. Look, there's, quote, Godzilla, end quote, destroying the oil refinery. Oh, that's just terrible. Oh, look at the oil refinery is blowing up. Oh, I love this shot. Yeah. And then we can see the flames in the reflection of the car windshield. Oh, it's so great. Dun, dun, dun. And the people are looking at this. Oh, no, Godzilla is going crazy. But anybody who knows better says, wait, that's an unusual color for Godzilla's breath weapon. What is that all about? And suddenly there's more strange noises. And there's some bright flashes inside the warehouse. And boom, smashing through the ceiling. Oh my God, what the hell? It's another Godzilla. You better freaking believe it. I should hook this up, but I can't do anything because the cat's in the way. Oh my God, two Godzillas. Two Godzillas. What does it mean? It means one of them is Mechagodzilla in a Godzilla suit. And I suspect we know which one's which, because the breath weapon is the wrong color. Look at this, two Godzillas fighting in a oil refinery. Oh, it's a beautiful thing. Fire everywhere. It's dark, it's nighttime. It's just black smoke is just boiling out of the fires in the petrochemical plant that is by the bay. Because here we have a shot that's apparently from a boat. So we're getting a lot of strangely scaled waves. Our protagonists jump out of their awesome car. What is that? They use those in at least four Godzilla movies. It's a, I forget the name of the model of that. I just watched something a few days ago about that. So yeah. It's a firestorm. Everything's just exploding. And there's two Godzillas fighting. Oh, look at them, they're duking it out. And Godzilla, one of the Godzilla hits the other Godzillas and some of his skin falls out. Oh my God, what's that under his skin? It's shiny metal. We can see metal and rivets. Oh, it's made out of the space metal. That's right. It's not regular metal. It's space metal. Oh, here comes Anguirus, sometimes known as Anguirus, Angirus, or Anguirus, or Angirus. He pops out of the ground, starts calling for Godzilla. Godzilla's looking sideways. What are you, a dog? Come on, just mess him up. There we go. Godzilla lets loose with his breath weapon on the other Godzilla. Boom, what's going on? Explosions are coming out of Godzilla. There's a big fireball for no reason. And somebody's starting to realize that, hey, I don't think that other Godzilla is actually Godzilla. And so then the alien controller flips a switch on his control panel. There's some bright spectral flames. Oh my god, something's transforming, something's happening. The skin of the Godzilla has disappeared. It's a giant robot underneath. Oh my god, Mecha Godzilla. Yeah. Mecha Godzilla rears its ugly head
right as the kitty flops over on its tummy. You want me to rub your tummies?
All right. Now the stuff is going down. Mecha Godzilla. He launches all his finger missiles at the real Godzilla. Godzilla takes a couple hits and falls down. Oh, he can't get up. Mechagodzilla is attacking, lets loose with his laser eye beams. But Godzilla manages to get up. Oh, you're going to get your ass kicked now. Oh, Mechagodzilla lets loose with his eye laser beams just as Godzilla lets loose with his breath weapon. And oh, there's a big explosion. Godzilla falls into the water and we can see blood. Oh no, is this the end of Godzilla? Did Mechagodzilla kill Godzilla? Yeah, what do you think? Mechagodzilla, return to base. The aliens flip some switches. Mechagodzilla's foot rockets blast Mechagodzilla up into space. Mechagodzilla's returning to space, or returning to base. And, I think mankind is in trouble because they're gonna attack Tokyo with Mechagodzilla. Everybody on Earth is in trouble, especially those 40 million people in Tokyo.
Huh, Peppa? Yes, it's a good thing we live in Osaka. Yeah, I can tell by your Kansai accent. And you like takoyaki. And that's the only thing they eat in Osaka is takoyaki.
That's true, actually. Nope, where you going? Okay, I guess Pippa's done. She's walking away. All right, so that means we can get up to some weirdness. So, what's the first thing we're going to do here? The sound of the ocean. Somebody's on a boat. I bet it's the chick and the main character who are about to converse. Say some crazy lines. Come on. Oh, that's right. Then there's the bad guy spy who's also on the boat, who shows up in the background. You can tell he's a bad guy because he's wearing all black. Oh, and he just dips out of the way. Hey, I think I saw something over there, she says.
What's the matter?
I thought I heard Godzilla just now.
I thought I heard Godzilla too.
I don't hear anything.
You're right. But I can swear that I did hear it.
You did hear Jack. And then lightning starts to strike for no reason, and there's a storm somewhere else. Oh yeah, we can see Godzilla crawling out of the ocean. Oh, he's not dead after all. Yeah. Love that Godzilla roar. Classic. Oh, and now Godzilla's being struck by lightning. Oh, and he's like re-energizing or something. Oh, just got him in the head. Zap. That must feel interesting. Yeah, and people are impressed that, oh, my cell phone charges in 45 minutes right now. Yeah, look at that. Godzilla's 300 meters freaking tall. He recharged in 15 seconds just being struck by lightning. Godzilla rules. Humanity sucks. I'm killing this since we can't get any hilarious alien conversations going. The dialogue is just, oh, so I was right. You are from space. Yes, we are the spacemen from Planet 3 of the Black Hole. Yeah, that's just good science fiction. That's just good writing. Okay, I got an idea. Maybe it's time for us to do an unusual musical interlude. The other day I was watching some Hank the Third stuff, and he was talking about Jesco White. I'm like, oh yeah, Jesco White, the dancer, the traditional mountain dancer. Well, he also appears in a music video for a certain song, and we're going to listen to that song right now. Perhaps you know it. Jesco for 4 seconds.
I'm a driver, I'm a winner. Things are gonna change, I can feel it.
In the time of chimpanzees, he was a monkey. That was Beck with the song Loser. And I just love that song. It's great. I don't know why I like it so much. Well, other than the fact that Jesco White appears in the video. Jesco is the guy dancing on the picnic table. There's about 4 seconds, 5 seconds. Just watch the video. You'll see a guy dancing on the picnic table. And then you can do a search for Jesco White on YouTube, and you can watch more Jesco White stuff if you are so inclined. Beck. Wow. I just love the lyrics of that song. Why? Because I wrote a similar song back in, when was that? That would have been 1986. It was a song that was just nonsense lyrics. Now I'm trying to think of how that went. I'm trying to think of what I wrote. I don't remember. But I've got it written down somewhere. But that's neither here nor there. What I think we need now is some more music. What do you think? Yeah, I agree. I think we should listen to some Hank 3 myself. So let's just pull up some Hank Williams III music. And we'll pick a track at random here. Yeah, here you go. Hank III, sometimes known as Hank Williams III. I love that guy because he is all over the place with his musical stylings. Any genre he wants to do, he will do it, and I respect that. That was the song Pistol Packing Melon Farmer, I think that's what that was called. That's what you've been listening to. That and the Dubious Goals Committee, a show that airs every single day at 19:30 UTC right here on and on radio. My name is Tobe, and I am out.
This is the end of the line for me. The end of